sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
UPD. I got an email from somebody that said, is Jeremy not taking the truck out? Two reasons why. Jeremy also works at our sports station. Yeah, that's right. Brett, did you know we had a sports station?
Does anybody? I work here and nobody does.
I have to remind myself now and again that it's still there by going down the hall and looking in there. And we employ people.
Jeez.
God knows how. I mean, I wouldn't have cut people's 14% here at the building.
Don't even get me started.
I'd have just turned that thing off. But again, you can't do that. But
that's what they didn't want to do.
Why? Who's going to notice? If it's the tree in the forest, Brady. If KDUS fell in the forest and no one was there to hear it, wouldn't it just be KDUS? It's the same thing, right? It's just nobody's listening. My point is, it wouldn't matter. But anyway, it's a station down the hall that employs Bob Kemp and a couple other people who are nice people. We could find something else for him to do around here. But Jeremy works down there and also with us, and he's got to work double time because somebody down there's family has the COVID and can't come in. And also, with the numbers the way they are, we feel it's a little bit irresponsible to start dragging our ass out there again. And meeting with you and then dragging Jeremy back in here. And he's got kids and, you know, it's just silly. So the van is on hiatus again for a tick. Because there's a lot going on. We just don't want to be the idiots that are perceived as wandering around hanging out with you guys. And next thing you know, somebody drags that back over and Jeremy's got it. And now we're it can happen anyway. It can happen to anybody. You just don't want to invite it. So that's the answer to that email. Did I just see that? Siegfried just died.
Did he? Yeah, they put him into hospice a couple days ago.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
How many times will he come back, though? Like Tanya Roberts.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, that was the day.
I was puking all over when Siegfried went in, so he's gone. We lost him. I didn't know he went to hospice. So he's in hell with Roy now.
Tiger heaven.
Is that what it is? Tiger heaven and hell are the same thing?
No.
I don't want tigers in heaven. That's horrifying. So they're in hell together. Biblically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over here, Siegfried.
Hello, Roy. I've finally made it down here. It's awfully hot.
We're in hell. Lifestyle, what are you going to do? Turns out the Bible was right. Yeah. But we get our tigers.
No, that's terrible. But 81, what happens to the animals?
I think they've put a lot of them. They might have set up a sanctuary for them.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Or they, because they're asking the same question, Toledo and Brett.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly if they found other homes for them or they've had a sanctuary set up for you. I remember they did that right when they shut the show down.
But was
originally
it their house,
because
though?
After the bite.
Right, like, but they had them all at their home.
Yeah, and so that might be an estate where they stay there for the rest of their lives.
The animals?
Yep.
So somebody else lives there too and just takes care of them?
Yep.
Oh. And live off the Siegfried and Roy money?
Remember that money that, it's different, but Leona Helmsley left like her dog millions of dollars just to
live
a certain lifestyle.
All right. Well, you can't keep breeding them though, right? They're done with that.
Yeah.
This batch goes and Siegfried and Roy's house is for sale.
Yeah. Or
the Mirage gets them back. Maybe the Mirage will house them again.
Could be.
That would work. I remember it was a week after I was at the, I never went into the MGM Grand. I never cared. And I walked in there and they had that lion cage at the MGM Grand where they've got Leo and the other thing. And they got a couple of them in there. And this guy walks in, he's just dropping meat. And the lions go, and they get a little batty, but no big deal. The guy didn't seem to be bothered and walks out. And then like a week later, that one just started eating that guy right in front of. And I just remembered that big glass wall where you could watch the lions eat. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, people, why is this interesting to us?
You do it so many days.
And there's always that weird middle-aged woman that goes, can you imagine? Look at him just tearing into that meat. It's like in the wild. Yeah, this cage in the middle of the Vegas Strip is exactly how it is when a guy drops 10 pounds of meat in front of him out of a bucket that he's 20 feet from. You're right. It's just like being in the Serengeti.
I saw a thing on the MGM Grand Reddit yesterday that when they built it, I think, was it 1980?
They rebuilt it. There's two parts.
Correct.
Because Bally's used to be, right? Yeah.
The first time they built it, they spent $106 million, and they skipped on the sprinkler system,
oops,
which would have been $192,000 on top of the
right
$160 they spent. But then 1980, I think the fire happened, ended up costing them hundreds of millions.
Well, I think that was the – I think Bally's is what the old MGM was, the one that caught on fire.
Was it? I thought it was right in – I don't know.
Yeah, because they rebuilt MGM as like it's the big green emerald thing.
And they imprisoned some lions in there.
All I could think of is why they're building it back then. And there's like, well, we can do the sprinkler system for $190. F that!
Yeah. The best part is that the MGM celebrates itself as like the freedom and the beauty of the king of the jungle. It's the big lion sitting out there on the strips. Like, look at him and all his magic. We got one imprisoned in a cage back here if you want to see it. It's like, oh, no, you're diminishing its glory. We gave him a tree and a friend.
Yeah, Brett's right. It's a what Bally's is now.
Okay. And that's the one that caught fire.
Yep.
And then the one at the end of the strip. Yeah,
there's the picture of the fire.
Yeah, man. Oof. Yeah. Now that's I go to the MGM for the fights and stuff and then get the hell out of there. That corner made me so sad. There's these lions are just sitting in there and some dude with a bucket just pours meat out and bat it around for a little bit.
It's just like in the wild. Like,
who said that? Go bash her face into the glass.
Did they have some rub on it and everything else?
Yeah, Brady was in there prepping it.
You lions are going to love this. What you got, Leo? You want some fries? What kind of sides are we looking at here? What are you looking at me for? I'm not a side. I'm a main course.
Yeah, so man. MGM. Boy, I didn't realize that fire was as big as it was. I know Monte Carlo burst into flames once, but.
That was one floor, though. And they got that out, and they shellacked over it and reopened.
They reopened it as the park. Yep. Anything's better than what it was. Yeah, that the best thing, the facelift of the Monte Carlo was the fire.
Yeah.
That thing needed to burn. Brady, it's time now for you to give us all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, and it's Thursday. And that means for those of you who still have teams left in the playoffs, you can start thinking about going down to Hooters for football.
F you guys.
Yeah, F all of you. Who needs you?
Truth.
Anymore, yeah. Watching the games from home this weekend also, you can pick up a Hooters Party Pack. 50 wings and an order of fried pickles for $50. That's pretty darn good. Call or visit Hooters. Order at Hooters.com if you want to do that. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
Hi.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. Only three of the number one NFL draft picks from the past 20 years have won a Super Bowl.
Only three of the number one picks?
Yeah. Peyton Manning.
That's past 20.
No.
He was 98.
You're right on the Manning.
Eli.
Oh, Eli.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn it. Let me think here.
And he got two.
Wow. Hold
pretty
on a
obscure.
Second.
I mean,
were they after trades or the team that actually picked them?
Is it has got to be an offensive lineman in there.
As a number one?
The Chiefs guy. This was a trade on
Eric
one.
Fisher.
Sure. Eric Fisher.
Eric Fisher.
Last year. Yep.
And then he wasn't a trade. He was drafted by the Chiefs.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. But I believe.
And the other one's a trade, huh?
Yeah.
I think. Is he a starter?
I think he was a trade. I don't think so.
Are they stars?
It was 2012.
Oh.
Not Bortles.
Well, 2012 was the Ravens, wasn't it?
Was Bortles on the team last year?
Giants.
That was the Giants?
Yeah. So he backed up.
Oh, it was Carr.
Yep, David Carr.
That's right.
Good.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah, it wasn't a trade. He signed with
them. David Carr was number one.
All right.
Yeah, he got released basically by the Texans, right? Because they ruined him and then said, go play somewhere else.
They broke him.
I forgot the Texans had that. They got David Carr in that. Fresno State.
Approximately 2% of people have a gene that makes it so their armpits don't smell even without deodorant.
No kidding.
A lot of them don't go to U-Fest, I'll say that.
I don't have very stinky armpits. I have to do a lot to make them smell. My body sweat stinks.
The first speeding ticket was given out in 1899.
Somebody says, never question the authority of an Italian when talking about casinos and their whereabouts.
He knows.
That's a good point.
He knows.
That's what the old Bally's was, and then there was a fire, Jewish lightning. We don't talk about it. Go on.
Really, Brett? Yes,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, really, really. Don't question it. Move on. By the way, if you need those lions and tigers and stuff, I got a guy.
A lion.
And now that Siegfried's out of the way, we're going to get those. Those things are expensive.
The first speeding ticket was given out in 1899 in Manhattan to a cab driver.
10.
Going a blazing 12 miles per hour in an 8-mile-an-hour zone.
How do they know?
Remember the first woman to die?
They ran him down.
The first woman to die from getting hit by a car got hit at 10 miles an hour.
How did they know?
They probably knew speed. They weren't that dumb. It was just measurement of distance and time. Idiot.
At the time, like right on the spot?
Well, I don't know if they knew it.
Come on.
We've had a couple years to analyze it.
Police could have been chasing him.
Yeah. I mean, all you got to do is say, all right, Brett got from here to the end of the hall in this kind of time. Here's the distance. This is what speed you'd need. I'm not even good at math, and I can figure that out. How did they know? Jackass. You know how fast asteroids are going. What do you think? You got that guy in the Panama Jack hat at Dodger Stadium with a radar gun?
I don't believe they know how fast
asteroids
are
going. You know
what?
I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of guessing going on. But I'm pretty sure they can get close.
Ad time for the series finale of MASH in 1983 cost more than the ad time for the Super Bowl that year.
No kidding.
The Super Bowl still wasn't that big.
That was the Redskins. Yeah, it was. But it was the Redskins and Dolphins or Raiders. I don't remember. It was 38-9. It's a blowout. The 83 Super Bowl. And my grandpa was at our house for that. They came down from Pennsylvania to watch the MASH finale. Like a big moment.
According to a new survey, 82% of people who are planning to get the vaccine say they're going to do something big to celebrate afterwards.
After they get the vaccine?
Yeah, after it's the second round is done.
Get the second one. They think they're just immune to everything.
Yep.
Oh, God. We're going to get another one.
We're screwed.
We're screwed. Everybody settle down.
Yeah.
Let's make sure it works after the second. That's not... Oh, my God.
The Honolulu Police Department caught some heat this week for spending $150,000 on a robot dog from built by Boston Dynamics. It's does a bunch of different, you know, it's like a police dog. But this spurned the question, would you ever want a robot pet?
Sure.
Over 6,000 Americans were asked if they would be interested in getting one.
Top 10 answers are on the board.
Yeah.
23% said yes.
I would.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? It's no poop. If they can make them pretty reliable. Like, as a kid, that was my dream. Here's Boomer.
Yeah.
Twiggy from Battlestar Galactica.
Twiggy was a big one.
What was the other thing?
I thought it was kind of low on the ones that said yes. 9% very interested.
What was the one?
14% said maybe.
What was the dog in Battlestar Galactica?
Oh, it was a boxer or boxy or something
boxy,
like that?
Boxy, that's it. Well done, Bert. It had that weird band around its thing, but it was some midget in a thing running on all fours. And you're like, I want one of those.
A midget running on all fours?
Yeah. I don't need to dress them up. Do they poop?
No.
All right. I want one of those then. I didn't know midgets didn't poop. Magic.
The European Food Safety Agency, under the jurisdiction of the European Union, has deemed yellow mealworms safe for human consumption. You can eat a bowl of mealworms now.
Oh, good.
Because more foods are now incorporating insects into the ingredients.
Basically what they're saying
intentionally.
Is, yeah, right. They've lost control of the insect thing. And they're like, it's safe to eat this.
I was going
to
say, well, I know one thing, Brady. If Mike at Barbecue Island gets them on the shelf, you'll buy them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys went to Barbecue Island yesterday and saw Brady in his glory.
Yep.
Did he march ahead of you on the way in? Or did he walk?
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little proudly. That little proud walk. Yeah.
Hail to the Chief was playing in the background, and he rolled right in.
Yep. I'm leading the marching band walk, and he and walks in with his
dismisses
arms
the you know the lackey that right there. No, looking for Mike.
Looking for Mike. You're a worker bee.
Yep.
I'm looking for the queen.
I don't talk to you.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about nothing. I'm
no
Brady
way.
Bogan.
That's like walking in. That's Disneyland for me.
The
so
place
excited.
All the barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? You say that, but it'd be like if Disneyland was just 66 Matterhorns.
Yeah.
There's nothing new in there. It's like
just
all the same rides.
One's a little higher
the ones
than the other.
That Matterhorn
the feeling.
Bigger.
Basically, right. The feeling you get
it
when
is?
You're a kid when you're going into an
that's pathetic.
Amusement park.
No.
I got to say, one of those tube smokers they had that was like $4,000.
I've never heard. He does have that because we went there that one time and I ended up buying a gas heater. I was like, all right, I'll take it. I felt like because Brady was just like, oh, every aisle he turned, whoa,
the green egg.
And I'm like,
oh,
don't,
yeah.
Haven't you seen this for years?
The green egg smoker.
So now.
And he just opens and closes stuff.
So what he was on yesterday was the pizza insert that you
had. Oh, forget it.
Wood fired pizza.
5 minutes, done.
99.8% of people, I'd say, you get that wood pizza in your backyard, you're going to regret it.
Do it once.
He's the guy I would say wouldn't.
Yes.
All you'd hear is
da 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 da. Another pizza on the way, Kirby Derbs.
Kirby's in that big bucket smashing grapes for wine later.
Oh, that's a lot of wine.
Wouldn't take that long.
No, 16 bottles. I got a whole bunch done in one stop, Daddy.
I've been looking at a wine press.
Have you?
I bet you have.
Smart. Yeah, yeah. You've got the power of 10 stompers. Yeah,
I'm with you on that, though, believe it or not, on the pizza oven part. Of it. You don't need to build. That's why the insert is so handy.
That was
you
that
put it on your grill.
Cool.
You put it
settle
on.
Down. Yeah.
Let me tell you something, John.
The insert is so handy. You know what's handy? Boop, 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 boop. Hi, pizza place. Pizza, please.
Yeah, but then Vader shows up delivering it to you. Yeah, so yeah,
there's a problem. But there's no cleanup. You just throw the box away. I got 72
pizza places.
Yeah,
Vader, we stand behind that statement.
I can get base pizza, pomo pizza. I can get Pizzeria Bianca. I can get all that stuff. It's going to be better than whatever you pull out of your manufactured grill oven.
There's a 32-year-old guy in Pennsylvania just lost an appeal where his lawyers wanted his jail sentence reduced. Here's what he did back in 2019. Carl Gamby got a job working the desk at the Econo Lodge in Harrisburg. On his first day, he mainlined a bunch of drugs, got naked, and assaulted a female coworker.
That'll do it.
Went into the bathroom, injected himself with fentanyl and some bath salts. Then grabbed a woman he worked with and started kissing her on the neck. That's what she told the cop. She also said she took off and went to her car, locked herself in the car, and that's where the guy stood outside the car, took his shirt off, and then took his pants off. She called 911.
And now Army Hammer can't work.
She drove away. The cops get there. He's still naked.
He didn't move?
Yeah, he got 11 to 23 months in prison for it. His lawyer has been trying to get his sentence reduced by claiming that grabbing and kissing the woman shouldn't count as assault.
Well, he had a hell of a first day.
Yeah. Judge disagreed.
Yeah, that is assault. That is a pretty memorable first day. And you know what's great about that is everybody in that building's got a story forever. First day. Remember that guy that worked here for like a day and then got all heroined up and stood in the parking lot naked. He was taken away
and
by police.
And the guests at the Econo Lodge that day.
Yeah. One day, Jay.
Boy, room service has certainly stepped up here at the Econo Lodge.
Hey, you were sick yesterday, but Dave from engineering, he was outside yesterday by his truck naked, shooting up heroin and stuff.
But if you're at the Econo Lodge, don't you kind of expect that?
Of course I mean, you do.
Yeah, that's about what I heard.
Yeah, that's the guy we're looking for. He's the one member of...
the front desk guy.
It's like Serge's
brother. At the Econo Lodge.
Yes.
Yeah, he's drinking.
Yeah. Bearded hipster.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's no good. How do you get hired in the first place?
It's the Econo Lodge.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Come on.
Impeccable the interview
resume,
process
John.
Wasn't that great. Yeah.
Impeccable resume. Indeed.com,
I'm
sure.
Add a couple new questions to the application.
After that.
Yeah. Do you do heroin and do you love clothes?
Ah, damn it. I do.
Are you a kisser? Hugger? Just a handshake guy?
I'm just a real...
affectionate fella. There's a chance I might hug and kiss you against your will.
What's your feeling on bath salts?
I love them. Lavender.
This 30-year-old guy was brought into a Nebraska emergency room. He's known to have bipolar disorder type 1. But when he was brought to the ER...
There's two.
The reports he was vomiting blood, diarrhea, jaundice.
John?
Confusion and fatigue.
That was me Tuesday.
Well, he stopped taking his meds for the disorder, but then he made some mushroom tea.
Oh.
And injected it
into
his blood.
Oh, all right.
Like psychedelic mushroom tea?
Psychedelic,
not like,
yeah.
Portobello.
He was Alice in Wonderland.
Well, I could see Brady injecting portobello in
it. Yeah.
No, he pounded.
I'm going to mainline this one. Ground it up and then put it in the tea and then injected it. The problem was it really locked him up. Organ failure was going on.
Holy
That's why
cow.
All these symptoms Damn. Were happening. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks. They actually found the mushrooms were growing in his blood. The fungus
Ooh.
Started to grow. In
Not
his
like
chest.
Mushrooms themselves, but the
yeah,
fungus
but the
was
fungus
living.
Actually, yep.
I'd love to see that microscope shot.
Yeah. Wow. This guy's got Super Mario Brothers in his veins.
The Japanese brewery that makes Sapporo beer. Rolling out a new beer, and there was a typo on, but they produced all the cans.
You got to get this one, Brady.
I know.
If you're allowed.
It's a new lager. Spelled it L-A-G-A-R.
No, that's not
and
as good
lagers,
as
lagers, E-R. Right. But it's not bad, but they got a bunch of the cans. They, the people in charge of the can processing all did the, they dishonored the company.
And they killed themselves.
Yeah, they Harry fell
Carey.
On the blade.
Oh, man.
What is it called? The
Harry Carey.
Seppuku.
Oh, seppuku!
Yeah.
That's right. We call it Harry Carey.
Yeah. But the brewery just said, you know what? Let's just, we'll go ahead and sell the cans. The,
sure.
The first batch that came out.
Idiot in America will buy a stupid mislabeled can. Trust me. Make a valuable.
Apparently, this is the can you're looking for.
I don't even see it on there.
I don't see.
It's right. It's Lagar. Underneath the.
Is it in the Japanese
kanji,
writing?
Yeah, the Japanese writing. Underneath there is.
What do you call that? Kanji?
Yeah, the kanji letters, isn't it?
Is that what it is? I don't know.
Maybe that's.
I don't know what that
Chinese.
Is.
Chinese.
You, got
you just
me.
Said Sapporo's Japanese.
Yeah,
I know, but
said
I'm
kanji
saying,
letters
I'm not sure
are Chinese.
Kanji,
oh, okay, gotcha.
Yes.
I don't know if I've heard kanji letters.
That Whitey's just going to say, well, those letters all look the same anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're all Oriental.
It's that time of the year again. Oscar Mayer's looking for some new wiener mobile drivers.
Why is it only a year gig? You know, they find anybody who's good at it?
I thought it used to be a 2-year gig.
It's like Miss America. You got to recycle it every year.
Mm. Sure. They didn't list any salary information, but 7 years ago, someone posted on a website, Glassdoor, and the pay was around $30,000 a year.
Free room and board.
Probably gone up a little.
You
soon.
Get a ride.
Free car.
You get free food.
Yeah.
You get a cool car.
If you're interested in applying, go to Kraft Heinz website.
It's $30,000 free and clear.
Deadline's the 31st. Well, that was 7 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. It's you know, probably 50 now. Maybe. Just keep people interested. But you just find out all the fringe benefits of being the wiener driver.
We got a couple of
plus all that tail you could handle in the Midwest. Forget it. Imagine those pigs that come rolling out of the trailer parks in the Wiener movie. I go into the poorest neighborhoods ever. Pull out a Jamie Presley of that thing. Yeah, hey, you're the good one. You're the hillbilly that looks good.
Jeez, this new driver you got is selling all the hot dogs.
He's killing it. Hello, Smethport, Pennsylvania. Oh my dear Jesus Christ! It's the Weenie Mobile.
Whoa!
Get our pretty daughter out there and introduce him to this. Legend. My name's John. I drive the wiener. Is that your daughter?
Your name's Ella Sue May, Bob.
This is the latest TikTok trend.
By the way, the mushroom story is not real.
Really?
Yeah. It's just been confirmed by two different people. That is maybe from someone on mushrooms. I don't know.
I did find the story, so it's out there.
Okay. Somebody just said that's a fake story. I'm like, all right. That mushrooms growing in his veins part might be the what's the,
or the fungus in
who
the
knows this is why we have insurrection.
So this came out of the New York Post.
It's exactly
you're 100% right.
It's 100% right that we can't even get through a goddamn fake mushroom story without people. Nope, that's right. And we're gonna fight, and everybody's gonna go, what's real, what's not real? Brady feels foolish. You've made him feel like a jerk for delivering the news because it wasn't like, hey, the mushroom story is fake.
Shame on you, New York Post.
It's the mushroom story is fake. Good fact-checking, Brady, so it's an immediate attack on you. Now you got to attack Gary back. Now you two are fighting, and the next thing you know, we're on the Capitol steps. This is how it starts.
New York Daily News, they're reputable.
And New York Post.
Very.
Fake news.
Yeah, see?
Tell you what, I don't know what reputable means anymore. Pravda. Fake news, it's all fake.
So nobody here's the...
Brady's fake news now. We knew that before. We knew Brady was fake news. He's the only one who gets news about grills and rubs. And then later, more news. What was the other story you did about? Cans. Brady collects cans. He does a can story. These are all Brady's feet. This is all he's indoctrinating you into believing you should rub everything and then collect cans. Because he's got a big, he hates these cans.
So the TikTok trend is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Sea shanties. This guy posted singing a sea shanty, and it's gone viral. 4 million downloads or views, actually, right off the bat. And now people are doing remixes of it. But the guy that did it.
I'm not interested in the remix.
Yeah.
You want the original?
Nathan Evans. You get the pure one.
He just sings the song from the sea?
From Scotland. Yeah.
And it's
and
funny.
He's singing an 1800s sea shanty out of New Zealand called Wellerman.
All right. This is
better be good. Put to sea, the name of the ship was a belly of tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down below my billy boys blow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
The tonguing?
She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore it
sucks.
So that's what's enough. The reason why
this is a trend.
Yeah, what's interesting?
That's why they're trying to figure out why did that trend so much. And they say the sea shanties have always been popular at times of trouble. Like, and so what they're thinking is since we've had this pandemic. That's why people relate to him or like the...
So I couldn't understand a word he
said.
This
is one of the remixes.
Everything sounds like men without hats.
They're unifying survivalist songs designed to transform a huge group of people into one collective body, all working together to keep the ship afloat.
Safety kind of dance. Sums up the
yeah, I hear safety
dance. I can hear what I want to.
Yeah.
I can dance where we want to. Good. Were we in Time to Trouble in the early 80s when Safety Dance came out?
Yeah, apparently.
Same.
We'll cleanse it with two quick.
Have you ever leaned on a sea shanty when you're feeling down?
Yes.
Have you?
A lot.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Not so much on my end. I've strayed from them. I don't even know if Apple iTunes has that as a genre or my Sonos. Let me see. I'm going to check real quick. I pay a lot for this Apple iTunes to give me all the songs. Search. Sea shanty. Yeah, sure enough. There's the whole genre of them. This one's called Lever Johnny.
I thought I heard the old man say, Lever Johnny, Lever.
How's that supposed
That's
to make
one
you
of
feel
my
better?
Favorites.
Yes.
Lever Johnny, Lever. Times are tough. Well, that sounds stupid. That's from Assassin's Creed.
They're telling her what kind of soap to use, Lever soap.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Man, so close to the you were so close to lapping all the way
out.
Go touch the LGE building. Actually, go touch the AMPM or whatever that thing is up there on McDowell.
You're filthy.
Ugh. Don't grandstand on your Lever joke. Is it even still a soap?
Oh, yeah. Lever 2000? Or 3000?
Yeah, they even put a date on
Maybe
it.
Maybe they added a grand.
2000, 3000, whatever works
for you.
Use
the Lever 2000?
No.
No, I don't know that it's real anymore.
Oh, it's out there. I see it on the shelves.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're doing the shopping?
You get like 16 bars for...
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you love that Costco. Because they got 7,000 pieces of rub for you. There it is, Lever 2000. All right.
You're the only one that knows that.
Your joke still sucked.
The next radio video is a Wild America radio video.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. All right, go ahead.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America radio video. It's pretty quick.
You'll see.
The old
stuck in that guy's Chevy.
Turkey in a grill.
Oh, his turkey got jammed into that Cavalier.
And he's pulling the leg pretty hard. You're thinking this thing's...
Well, I guess I didn't
big
have to
son
use
of a, bitch.
A gun.
Oh, good Lord, man. He's okay? The turkey's
there
alive.
Goes.
Oh, my God.
It's stuck in there.
Jammed
That's
in the grill.
That's at least a 20-pounder.
Man.
How did it get in there? That's like a slim fit.
Yeah. I mean,
he had
to be going
1,000
miles an hour. He couldn't have been going there like that.
Too fast because, God, I mean, whole maybe damn 30, 40 miles an hour because he's on a gravel road, a dirt road. So
he's going pretty quick.
Yeah. Enough to... For that baby to slide right in there.
Chevy Equinox ate it like it was a... I mean, that
they didn't
thing
even get to do a concussion protocol on that turkey.
No, that thing ran off into the woods and died. That's amazing. Well done, turkey. Holy cow.
That's your Wild America. Right over there.
Sorry about that. All right. Well done.
And the last one you'll enjoy.
Okay.
Girls Better. Getting hurt.
Yes.
See, now you
got all sea shanties. Why did you even bother us with that sea
shanty? Yeah,
exactly. I wanted to get that one out of the way.
Yeah, we should have just left it out of the way.
So this one's a female ice golfer.
Oh, this is a good idea. And she's golfing on a lake of ice.
Yeah, so you
This is, of course, going to be an awful thing. Let's watch. She swings.
Oh! Oh, she said!
Oh, man, nothing went right. She missed the ball.
On her ass.
She missed the ball. Oh, she's way behind. The swing is far behind. Then she slips and falls in the lake.
Idiot.
No word whether or not anyone pulled her out.
No word. She went in.
The camera guy's laughing too hard.
Oh, man. And she swims like those dogs that get trapped in under ice. Yeah. Like, she just started flailing. Wow. Well, the good news is she's got great blood flow right now because that ice water is good for you.
Nice little sea shanty.
How bad? No, let's analyze this whole thing. Oh, look right. at that swing. Look how far behind the ball she is.
I know.
I mean, her back leg goes out.
Maybe because the leg gave
well,
out.
She should have thought of some better cleats then. Because her back leg quits. And then that, oh, she's a good 7 inches behind the ball. That's terrible. You're not in the sand. You're on ice, dummy. Hit down on the ball.
If you could hear, she used a gay slur after she swung
at
the
bar. Oh, my God. She's a Justin Thomas fan. She's dressed like more of a man than Justin, though. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah, girls getting hurt is the only thing on social media outside of Women BA. By the way, I have a friend. And
Women BA Films. Give them the whole thing.
Women BA Films. A friend of mine and I have decided that it is now called the MNBA. Why don't we have MNBA if we've got WNBA?
Right.
Yeah.
The NBA is, they don't even acknowledge that it's only men. We need to make it MNBA now because otherwise they're going to think they're invited. MNBA, they're like, no, this is the men's one. You got the women's one. Because if you just leave it NBA, like the LPGA, all of a sudden they started getting uppity and said, we're going to play with you. It's like, we didn't put an M in front of the LPGA. They think it's for everybody. You got your LPGA. Yeah, but we want to play in your PGA. It's like, crap, we didn't specify. MNBA needs
That's
to have.
That's my bad, guys. I'll
yeah, take- my bad, dudes. I thought for sure when we gave them LPGA, they'd want that. But it turns out when they get really good and start beating all those Koreans, they want to come up and play with us. My bad.
They get real uppity.
So right now, before it gets weird, MMLB, MNBA, MNFL, we just got to put man in front of that before they start going, oh, wait a second now. You never specify, but they got specifics on all their leagues. Look what happened with NASCAR. We didn't do M NASCAR. Next thing you know, you got Dana Patrick crashing into everybody for 10 years. It's craziness. I would love to watch. You know what we should do is have W NASCAR and have them go the other way.
Oh.
They make right turns.
They'd never be able to drive with the men then.
Yeah,
because the wrong way.
We can't. It's like Europe and England or versus American driving. You can't. You're driving on the wrong side of the road. You're going the wrong direction. Only right turns in W NASCAR. I love my ideas.
Or figure eight. Man, that'd be some.
Yeah. Or Menudo NASCAR, where we just let kids who are 16, brand new to driving.
It would actually.
You're
be,
in.
It would be huge.
Kid driving?
No, the.
Women?
The women NASCAR. Just because, why do people watch NASCAR?
No, for the
crashes.
For the wrecks. That's true. That's actually would Menudo be a throwback NASCAR. To the olden days. That's a good point. W NASCAR would be good pileups. Right turns and all the
they
the
just
got to
get
all the
they
mean
have
fights.
To train the crews better,
yeah,
to scrape it, not delay the race so much. Scrape and go,
put them on the side.
Yeah,
they'll run over it anyway. Don't worry about it. We're not saving tires here. They're gonna start drifting. They won't even know why. I like it, but yeah, we got to put an M in front of that NBA because if we don't, one of them's gonna get real good at WNBA and start saying, I think I can play with them. A couple years ago, some lady said that they could beat the Lakers. Best team in the WNBA beat the Lakers right next. The Lakers were bad. I just had my fingers crossed that those Laker players were like, okay, come on up. But the MNBA never challenges the WNBA because they know better. That's it. There you go. There's your Brady Report, everybody. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98.
It's out of control now. 98 KU.